In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. This gospel in particular concerns people. It concerns people because it concerns and touches upon something that, in your situation, becomes problematic. What is wealth? Because we're told that those who rely on wealth, those who have wealth, have a problem. In actual fact, that's not true. Because the wealth that is spoken of is not just material wealth. You see, this is the mindset we have in this world today. We assess wealth by what we possess. But actually, the wealth we have is far greater. The wealth we have is in what God has given us. Because when our Lord speaks about what we give up, it's not he who gives away his possessions, but he who gives away father, mother, brothers, sisters. That is our wealth. Our wealth, and first and foremost, our families. Our wealth is what God has given us in gifts and talents, whether we are actually good stewards who have been faithful in what is little, and therefore entrusted with what is much, and we enter into the kingdom prepared for us by our Lord. We have to stop assessing ourselves in the way that the world tells us to assess ourselves. Because you know what? If we assess ourselves in that way, then if we have a good job title, we're fine. If we have a bad job title, we feel like we're lacking. If we have lots of wealth, we're happy. If we have little wealth, we feel deprived. Our real value is in the image and likeness of God that is within us, that no one can take away and that nothing can change except ourselves. This is something that stays with us. It is part of who we are. It's part of our DNA. The only way we turn away from the image and likeness of God is if we intentionally try to go a different way. And God leaves us. You see, in the midst of what we're seeing in Europe now, people displaced, people moving around, and we need to move away from the mindset that says, these people all cause trouble, or these people are all victims. What we need to do is look at these people as people who may have nothing at the moment, but who, as the image and likeness of God, deserve dignity, deserve safety, deserve security, deserve our love and our respect as Christians, no matter what their intentions are. Their intentions are judged by God. The fact that we are here and stable does not make us any better than someone who is now homeless or displaced. So when we look at ourselves or look at others, let us look at our real worth. You know, there's a term that's used in the city called net worth. Your net worth has its own calculations in the world. But your net worth before God is who you are as His creation. It is everything that you have together, put together, and put in the context of how He has made us. And that is how we value each other. And more importantly, value ourselves. Because then, whether it's the rich young man in this story, whether it's you making your daily decisions in your daily life that is very real, you know what your worth is. You know what your value is. You know what your gifts are. And above all, you know what you are called to be in Christ, for Christ, and through Christ in this world. And glory be to God forever. Amen.